dogs and cats. Pets. We love them. The dog was actually domesticated by us and our needs. It is a codependent relationship, but as we have gotten better at getting our food and settling down, the dog has become less of a hunter's assistant and more of a companion. Instead of running to the fowl we just shot or herding our farm animals, the dog is retrieving a beer or sitting on the couch, much like its owner. The cat? Well, the cat seems to be more independent than the dog, smart and snooty, if you will. Hence, if you let your cat outside, it will run around the neighborhood, go potty, climb a tree, and then find its way back to your house for food and shelter, ignoring you completely until it's done doing what it's got to do. Yes, it may bring a dead mouse in the house, but that's worth the trade-off at times, don't you think? I've heard people not seeing their cats for days during the summer as it runs the neighborhood doing, well, whatever cats do. Heck, when I was younger, our cat would climb a tree and knock on our second floor window to get in the house. Smart kitty. Never heard of a dog doing that, did you? Try and let your dog out to do whatever it wants, and you'll either have an angry neighbor ring your bell with bite marks, an officer stop by with an auto accident report, or you'll never see the dog again. And the whole perception is different between a cat and the dog. If you see a dog running around the neighborhood, you may run inside, not knowing if it's going to rip your head off or just run up and sniff. You might even call the police, depending on size and appearance. If you see a cat, you walk up and try and pet it, and it usually runs away. There's just not as much fear. The cat is truly more of an independent companion than the dog, which requires a leash and has to sniff its way to a bowel movement, which, as all dog owners know, can be really annoying at 11 p.m. when it's 2 degrees outside, you're numb, and Rufus is looking for a perfect spot to squeak one out. All the cat requires is a plastic box full of litter. As humans, we always try and better the breed to make it more convenient for us. We have hypoallergenic dogs now, poodles mixed with labs for a labradoodle. We have dogs that look like smaller, cuter versions of their single-breed brethren because we mixed a Great Dane with a Dachshund. The proportions might look a little strange, long body, short legs, but it works for us because you're 5 feet tall, weigh 100 pounds, and walking a 150-pound Great Dane is, well, dangerous. Besides, on that point, who's walking who? Or mixing a breed that doesn't shed with a breed that's a little bigger, bolder, manly, like a Tibetan Terrier Retriever, or even a more creative Shih Tzu Labrador Golden Poodle Dachshund, we're getting a little nuts. With the breeding folks making the question, hey, what kind of dog is that, more complicated than ever before? The owner is burdened with the answer.
It's an Australian Silky Basset Bernese Shepherd Collie Boston Terrier Border Bulldog mixed breed.
No kidding. We haven't messed too much with cats because cats are less involved. Let's be honest. Cats can be an enjoyable entertainment with a ball of yarn or a laser light. But ask them to fetch a stick and it's a no-go. Cats don't really play with you. They more play without you. But their independence, smarts, if you will, is an attractive quality, isn't it? Which brings me to the point, why haven't we mixed a cat and a dog yet? I mean, it's probably not possible, but think about it. Well, first, what would you call it? A dat or a cog? A feline or a C9? A cuppy or a pitten? Wouldn't it be nice to let your dog out of the house, have it run around on its own, take care of business, and then find its way back? Imagine a dog that would use the litter box, or a cat that would fetch a stick or get you a beer.
Imagine a cat that couldn't get stuck in a tree because it had paws, not claws, and couldn't climb one.
A dog that wouldn't get hit by a car, because cats seem to be a heck of a lot better at avoiding them. Would it bark, or meow, growl, or hiss, or maybe even howl like a wolf? Scary, but cool.
Maybe you'd get real lucky and it would clean itself from head to toe like a cat and not just lick its balls like a dog.
Sometimes giving a dog a bath can be a real pain. This is supposing that the best characteristics of both pets would take precedent. There is a chance you would end up with a feisty, snobby, snooty, weird cat-faced dog that scratched, bit, hissed, and barked while also getting stuck in a tree and having to be walked on a leash and not fetching a stick. That would suck.
This is me saying, go ahead and have the day you want to have.